back to the show this morning, Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse. Good morning.
Also known as your favorite one.
Yeah.
The other guys are a little too stiff compared to me. But good morning, guys.
Well, I don't know. We got Molinaro to lighten up this past Friday. He was pretty open. But no, Steve, you are our favorite.
I told Bill Beal that Mark Molinaro and I are turning into Braveheart every day more and more as this never-ending story continues. It's, you know, we talked about just before we went online, and it feels like they moved the goalposts. Every time you get to a certain area, the whole mathematical configuration, you need a statistician to figure out where the heck you are. But I honestly believe, guys, by the end of this week, part of the Hudson Valley is going to open up regardless.
Really? So you think
you can't do this anymore. And you can't be sandwiched between New Jersey and Connecticut, where today in New Jersey, all construction opens.
Mm-hmm.
And retail can do curbside pickup. That's in Jersey. Connecticut, you and I can go out for dinner and sit at a table on Wednesday.
Yeah.
You can't. So I don't see in my cases, and you know, Bill's is on the front lines there in Dutchess County. You know, we see a lot of cases in a nursing home. We see a lot of cases coming from high density living places, you know, apartment complexes where people are going to use the mail room or use the laundry facilities, and their neighbor didn't have a mask on, and we have like 9 cases in one building alone. We see that happening, but I don't see a mass amount of people getting sick from going to the supermarket where they're wearing their mask, where they're staying 6 feet apart.
Right.
So the rules here, you know, I'm trying not to be critical because I've been very apolitical this whole time. But, you know, I have one community in my county where I have 500 guys doing construction right now on the roof. I can show Bill the pictures. You guys have a heart attack. I sent it to the governor on Friday and say, what's up with this? And they're like, well, that's for affordable housing. I'm like, this is not for housing for people that are homeless right now.
Yeah.
But the object I said, they're like, you want us to shut it down? I said, no, I want you to open other construction up. If guys can work, like if Bill and I had to do a roofing job and Bill's by himself nailing down shingles, no problem, no PPE. If I'm up on a roof handing them shingles, we wear a PPP. That's customary for these guys, maybe a little more now with this. But
right.
Some of the rules are very confusing, and the public needs to know that your leaders in the Hudson Valley are fighting for you. I mean, we had a call yesterday afternoon at 3 o'clock with the governor's top people, and we're going back and forth on it. So I do see some movement coming. It's just it's getting to be like, you know, Groundhog Day times 10.
Yeah, and you're right. And we were talking to Marcus about that last week. I told him, I was like, what happened to a while back where the governor was saying that we're going to be in step with the other states around our area where
right.
If they open, we're going to open because, I mean, it's a no-brainer. You know, Orange is close to Jersey, and then right here in Dutchess, you were close over to Connecticut. If they're going to open, you're going to have everybody going over there anyway.
Those states have left New York at the station.
Yeah, it doesn't make any. I thought we were all in this together where we're going to do the same things.
I'm a little bummed.
I mean, I need a haircut so bad right now.
I keep telling you, I'll cut it, and you won't let me.
I mean, literally, I had no idea I had this much gray hair until the last couple of weeks. It's, you know, nonstop. But Connecticut.
I saw that too. I'm seeing it, yeah.
On Connecticut on Wednesday, you know, the salon owners are flipping out here, rightfully so, in Dutchess County and the upper Mid-Hudson region. Because people that would be waiting for them to open their salons and their barbershops can now just go across the state line and get a haircut.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, let's face it, guys. I mean, if you have a mask on and the person that's cutting your hair has a mask on, you know, is that a problem? I'm not so sure that's a problem. You know, are we spreading this through our eyeballs? I mean, what's going on here?
Yeah, that's as long as we wear that PPE, the case in Kingston. The guy was just rolling through these things, and that's a problem. But if you're willing, look, I'm more afraid of getting it from myself than let alone spreading to you, Bill. I mean, I got a family and stuff, and the same thing as everybody else listening to. You know, it's not necessarily about you personally, but I know guys, and Bill, you and I have a common friend that works for me that was on pretty much life support for 3 weeks
True.
And will probably never fully recover from this. And that's a fact. And so you never know how people are going to react to it, but we know how to, you know, keep our distance. We know how to clean, wash our hands. I mean, I've been all over the place. I don't know if you, tested yourself, but I've tested for antibodies. My entire 40 people that have worked with me day to day for the last 3 months or 2.5 months, we all got tested for antibodies. Not one of us tested positive.
But that's the same thing with Bill and I. We both did that, and we didn't have
either. Every person I know that tested for the antibodies has come back negative. Is anyone coming back positive on this antibody test?
I think it just shows that by just washing our hands, wearing a mask, we've done what we need to do. Now I was in Coronado at the SEAL team headquarters when this whole thing broke. Mm-hmm. I had gotten on the last flight out to get the heck back to this coast, and I've been at the 911 center ever since. I haven't gotten sick. I've flown on domestic airlines, and I've been scared. I've been wiping stuff down. I've been eyeballing people sitting next to me or getting close or somebody that sneezes.
Yeah.
But I think we just got to really look at getting back to some type of things here. Like you said, they're going to go next door.
Yeah.
And if the other states have left us at the station, it's only going to get worse. So I think the governor is under extreme pressure. That's why you see this mathematical region opening up, not opening up. The inside the sausage factory talks. Albany got the green light to open last Thursday.
Yeah.
Then Friday they got the don't open. And then they reached against the machine. Now they got the you can open again. It's just crazy.
It seems kind of arbitrary to me.
Here's one thing that I found interesting, because I was watching the governor's press conference the other day, and a reporter brought up the fact that said, I guess a county executive up in the Albany area was complaining that numbers that were coming in from nursing homes were being counted at the hospital, and they said they were going to look at that and redo the numbers. You know what they're talking about? Steve? Did we lose Steve?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's
exactly what happened. The Albany County exec is a good friend of mine, Dan McCoy, veteran, Army guy, tough guy, good, and he's the president of the County Exec Association, and he's in the same boat. At the end of the day, it's a very tough situation. The governor calls the shots on this, and he's got a lot of powers. And, the Bush family and the Clinton family said the most dangerous political family in the United States is the Cuomo family. This is 20 years ago. So you guys know, some of the stuff we're dealing with. I'm not trying to be overcritical of the governor or not, but, at some point, a lot of this stuff doesn't make sense. And the public's asking us, whether it's the radio station or Bill working for Dutchess County or me, the county executive, saying, what gives here? Because it's so confusing.
So let's cut to the chase. Is there politics involved here? Is this now becoming a political chess game?
I think there's definitely political pushback, not Republican, Democrat. Everybody's frustrated. But it's been now a few months here. A lot of people are unemployed. There's a lot of people. The numbers go up and down. It's getting warmer out. You're not going to put a lid on this. Mm. I don't know. I'm out. I have the big Heritage Trail that people are on.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are wearing a mask. Some people are not. I see on Facebook people posting that they're having parties. But what are you going to do at this point? The police are not going to go. They're not arresting people. They're trying to break up these things, and it is putting an extra burden on state police, sheriff deputies, and town, city, village police officers. But the quicker we can get out of this, we do need the public's cooperation to really social distance and wear your masks. Don't really abuse this, because the people that hate this the most that want to get out of this are saying, "The heck with this all." By not wearing a mask and by not social distancing, you're hurting us getting out of this. Mark Molinaro, Pat Ryan, Mary Ellen, we're all working hard to get out of this thing,
mm-hmm.
but we need you to back us up on it.
All right, so you believe this week could be finally us seeing some light.
I don't know how you put a lid on this, and I really don't know how we keep this going on for another week or two. If you really look at it, if you want to be exactly the way the governor's chart has it, the last phase won't open till the middle or the end of July. That's not happening, guys.
No.
That is not going
so,
to
so
happen.
So then what do you say about the governor making that statement last week at a press conference that he's not sure if school can go back in September?
Well, that's going to be – that's a whole different ball of wax. I'm talking about people getting back to, like, just retail alone. I'm almost believing we should have never closed retail. You know, and this is – look, hindsight's could in, you know, 2020, and we could have, should have, would have.
Yeah.
But what would have been wrong with doing at least curbside?
Yeah.
I know Dutchess County's in the same situation, and so it's the rest of the counties around us, Ulster, where there's restaurants and retail that has done forever now.
Yeah.
There's a list out there.
No,
look at
right.
it.
Yeah, you're right.
It's horrible.
You're right.
So the more that I can get people to operate and still be able to do it safely, why not? So when it comes to schools, here's the thing. People are freaking out. You know, before I got on the call with you guys, we're getting an update on this new weird affection on kids. You know, we got three kids that died, and now that case is growing. You know, COVID itself is scary. Try it. If this thing affected kids, it would be like a Wild West. You'd see tumbleweeds in your downtown. You wouldn't see anybody out.
Yeah.
So that is – so going back to what Bill's saying, our parents, you know, if this doesn't get – we don't have some major progress, and maybe the vaccine, the third stage of this new vaccine should be – the final testing is in July. Nothing will be totally back to good until we have this vaccine, but – what parent is going to send their kids on a bus?
Yeah.
You know, then you have staggered buses, staggered classes. So that's why you're seeing all this talk. Don't come back in the fall. Let's just get through this thing and start it in January. But there's still, that's just a total unknown right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just say stand by on it. People are still trying to figure out if summer camps are all closed or not. There hasn't been a final decision. Summer closing on the road.
Yeah. It's a tough one right
that's
there.
I know. There's a lot of challenges going on right now, but, it's nice to see that you guys are actually in step and talking to each other around the counties in our area, and it looks like you're thinking by this week, possibly.
I don't know how you – it is totally I hate to say asinine, but it is. I don't know how – I'm giving you, like, all these examples. Like, the supermarkets have operated successfully. Why can't retail do that?
Right, but you it's like saying you can't catch coronavirus at the supermarket, but you can at the small mom-and-pop general store.
Yeah. I have Target open in Walk Hill. I don't have a problem with Target. I'm the best guy shopper you guys will ever meet. Mm-hmm. But why is Target open in my mall in Walk Hill? They don't sell food, and I can't have a local retail place that opens.
Yeah.
There's a couple of county executives that I know, upstate New York, that have said to any business that sells the same product as Walmart or any of the supermarkets or any of the Targets to say open, I won't enforce it. Now, those are counties where you only have county sheriffs. Here we have a litany of local police and local jurisdictions.
Right.
I have some jurisdictions that are enforcing things and some of them that are not.
Mm.
So that's the difference down here with us. But I think by the end of the week, everybody is so frustrated and so done with it. You can't have the same type of construction workers. I'll show you these pictures, Bill. You're going to have a heart attack. You're going to be like, what the heck is this? 500 guys working on one giant construction site, but it's allowed in Orange County. I bring it to these guys. They say it's affordable housing. Let's talk offline. We don't want to talk about this. I'm like, no, just open construction up as long as you have safe things. So I think by the end of the week, we got to get back in some of these areas and you're going to see a rage against the machine otherwise.
All right.
So County Executive, Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse, always straight up with us. And again, we thank you and the other county executives here in the Hudson Valley that are literally fighting for us to get things open. And I know there's things we can't talk about on the air, but I know on those conference calls, on those webinars that you're having with the governor's office, I know they're not going, they're not necessarily, you know, nice, easy conversations. You guys are actively fighting for us to get things open, and we greatly appreciate that.
Absolutely. And it's not easy for any side here. There's a lot of people that are scared. There's a lot of people that are dying every day, and I'm talking to those families too. But I think there's some types of ways that we can have a happy medium here, because this just can't go on for months and months, because, you know, you're going to do permanent damage to people by not being able to have their businesses. You're going to have, we're going to have to make some major cuts in services on the county levels. that we need. And emergency management right now is front and center in health. But, I mean, so anyway, I think I am optimistic. This is, look, I will say this, guys. I was in Iraq a year ago. I feel like I'm back there now, but I can go home at night. I can see my family. We're going to get through this. It's tough. We're going to get through it.
Yeah, everything's a balancing act. You got to find that happy medium. And I think if you guys can nail that down this week, then we should be good to go.
Thank you, Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse. Details at orangecountygov.com. We greatly appreciate you checking in. And
thank
again,
you, Steve.
Thank you for your
hard work. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.